Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Rising star Elle Fanning gives a sensational performance as one of two teenage best friends in a moody story of early 60s London, Ginger and Rosa.
We had a dream that we would always be best friends.
It says here that boys don't like girls who are too serious.
Interesting.
But the two girls do get serious anyway, getting caught up in the ban the bomb frenzy that rocked Britain at the time.
Nuclear weapons threaten our very existence. We must stop this madness.
Who do you think you are? Don't you care about the future anymore?
Everyone can save the whole world. Some of us have to concentrate on just one person.
The only life is the one we have now, which is why we must seize it.
That's Alessandro Nivola, who is simply sensational as the father of Elle Fanning's character and plays a preening, self-indulgent, and undeniably charismatic radical intellectual who's revered by a bohemian circle of friends, including Annette Bening and Timothy Spall in minor parts. Ginger and Rosa is pointedly slow-moving, as small mistakes by the characters lead to a horrifying and heartbreaking conclusion. But the people involved are mostly so unsympathetic that most viewers will be left cold. It's rated PG-13 for some tough language and definitely adult themes, but given some of the sex references, it probably should be R. 2 stars for the well-acted but off-putting Ginger and Rosa.